This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'll be sitting in for Vincent for, let's just say that the next week. I got a call, and I'm kind of surprised that Vincent called me directly. Usually when it's something like this, he'll have Mrs. Fennelli call. But he calls up, you know, hey, John, and that's an indication right there. You know, Vincent is a farmer, and winter's coming, and it's he started telling me all the things that had to be done to get things ready for winter, and I was tired just from listening to the list. So I'll be sitting in the captain's seat here for a few days until he gets all that work done. And in the meantime, he also told me that, oh, by the way, you know, I don't have anybody lined up for Tuesday and Friday, so you can take care of that too. And I'm so happy to bring on some of the people that I've met through here, the Watchman. I've talked about it, but it just doesn't do it justice. And right now I've got Coach Dave Dobemeyer on the line, and if you've never heard Dave, you just can't talk about Dave. You have to experience Dave. He was a high school coach, and you know, unfortunately in our country today, the worst thing you can be is a Christian. And he didn't back down, got hit with the ACLU, and you know, that led him to a whole different life that I don't think he was expecting to go to. So, Coach Dave, welcome to USA Prepares.
John, it's great to be on with you, and you know, it's amazing to watch the cross-pollinization that's going on in this alternative media. The people that I've... you said I could never have imagined myself doing what I'm doing. I can't imagine myself being on a radio show with John Reagan, to be honest with you. How could that kind of stuff actually happen? But I'm just telling you, brother, there's something happening at this time in which we live that if we want to just write things off as coincidences, we can do that. But Scripture tells us, I'm a scriptural man, that we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, and even more as we see that day approaching. And if you're anything like me, I always thought the assemble meant to simply gather together in a building. Sunday, we call that church. But when I began to think about it deeper, I realized that one of the worst things that could ever happen is when you get a present for your children when we're all younger, and you get them a Christmas gift, and you open up that box, and it says, some assembly required. Those are scary words to me. So the assemble, John, doesn't just mean to gather together. It doesn't mean to get all the pieces and just throw them in a box and store them together in the box. It has within it the connotation that this part goes here and this part goes here and this part goes here, and you have to assemble and put it together. And I really think that in the crazy times in which we live, there's a lot of assembling going on together, that the Lord is doing some assembling that only He could make happen. So that's kind of a long way around to say thanks for having me on, and it's an honor to be on here with you.
Well, I appreciate you giving us your time as well. We do live in interesting times, and unfortunately, what I see coming down the road is not pretty. Of course, Jesus pretty much said the same thing in Matthew 24. He goes through this long list of bad things, and he says, and that's the beginning of sorrows, you know.
Yeah, be of good cheer, right? Be of good cheer.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't fear what's coming. I don't like what's coming. But, you know, if you're a Christian, dying's not the worst thing that can happen. You know, we shouldn't, try to rush into it, but neither should be afraid of it.
But we're not going to escape it, buddy. There's only been two of them I know of that got out of here without dying. Well, Jesus died and resurrected. Enoch walked with God, and then he wasn't anymore. Other than that, I think everybody has to walk through that door of death. So, you know, I don't fear it either, John. I was a high school football coach for 30 years. Got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1997 for praying with our football team, and that led me into a new career. I didn't lose my job. I laid it down after a two-year battle with the ACLU. But I bring all my football coaching background with me, John, and everything that I do. Some great lessons in there. And I think what the Lord's giving us right now is what I call a scouting report. You know, when I was preparing for a football team, playing our opponents, we did a scouting report. We got the film, and we broke it down, and we found their tendencies, what they do on first down, what they do on second and short, or second and long, whatever it was. Tried to figure out what their strengths were, and then tried to prepare a game plan that would be able to defeat their game plan. Well, I think it's going on now, John. I think that some of these conferences that I've been to, and I know that you've been part of, it doesn't scare me. It's a scouting report. Now, I'll be honest. I back my coaching days, I turn on that film sometimes, and I look to the other team. I'm scared. I mean, they're pretty daggone good. But I also knew this. Friday night, we had to play them, whether I was afraid or not. And so we have two choices. The Lord's been gracious enough to kind of give us a scouting report of what it's going to look like as we get closer to the big game. And then we have a decision. Are we going to let this information and this scouting report paralyze us with fear, or are we going to use it to propel us to victory? So that's where I am with it. I'm not afraid. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm not, as they say, fear porn. That's not my bag. My bag is, here's what the devil's team's doing, and buddy, let's get ready to raise up the standard against him. So that's where I come down on that. And I hear a lot of people say, they get paralyzed by it, John. They get paralyzed. They say, well, look, I'll just pick up the Bible and read it, and man, that's God's will. There really isn't a whole lot we can do. Well, that's true. But the scripture also said to occupy till he returns. He didn't say occupy till it gets hot, or occupy till you're surrounded, or occupy till it doesn't look like you can win. He said, you just hang on. You sit right in that seat. You hang on until I return. So whether it looks good or whether it looks bad, or whether the opponent is big and ugly or weak and easy to beat, we have a job to do. And that's the way I think all Christians ought to try to approach what lies behind us, in front of us.
And unfortunately, what's happened in America has, I guess, the church has become so worldly to the point that it's hard to tell the difference between who's a Christian and who's not.
I have a saying that the world's become so churchy and the church has become so worldly, it's really hard to tell the difference. And that's where we are. I'm not totally and completely familiar with your audience, and they probably aren't completely familiar with me. They can find out more about me at CoachDaveLive.com. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm alive. CoachDaveLive.com. But they're going to find out that I run a Christian ministry, John, but I don't limit my ministry just to Christian issues, because I believe that our Christianity, my biblical worldview, applies in every area of the culture. And the reason that we're in the mess that we are in is because the church, for the most part, has pulled back. We have not engaged. We have not done what we're told in the book of Jude, to earnestly contend for the faith. We haven't done that, John. In that presentation, I think I told you that when you made your presentation down in Knoxville, I felt like a boxer in the ring. You would punch me with one thing, and then you'd punch me with another, and I was like old Muhammad Ali over in the corner doing a rope-a-dope, you know, the ooh, ooh. But the reality was, as I was sitting there watching it, again, it's a game plan. I'm looking, I'm saying, you know what, this guy's right. But, John, we're messed up economically in America because we're mixed up biblically in America, right? If we were going by biblical standards, we wouldn't have this phony fiat money that we have. We wouldn't allow the Federal Reserve and all those to steal from us if we were going by biblical morality. So, again, I look at it. I look at what's going on and say, yep, wow, there it is. That's the failure of the church, right? There it is. You can see it. Yep, we're spending more than we earn. Yep, that, there it is. Oh, we're creating new kinds of financial mechanisms over here. Yep, that's the work of the devil. And so when people say, don't bring your morality or the Bible, don't bring it into politics or into the public square, I think how stupid. How stupid that is. Because if we remove the Bible, we remove morality, then we know what's going to win the day. And unfortunately, that's what's happening all around us.
And the point I try to make is to wake people up and have them realize that, you know, whatever they believe in, whether it's government, the fake money, or technology, that's going to fail you. And the situation is going to be so different from what we're used to. And while we can use history as a guideline, World War II, the Great Depression, even going back to World War I, it's so different now, and that's going to catch a lot of people by surprise. And the only thing that's really left to us is having the faith in Jesus and doing your best to live it as well.
John, we have Christians today, and you probably know many of them, who don't understand that the $100 bill that they have stuffed under their mattress is paper. That's all. It's just paper. It only has value because somebody else has told you that it does. And the thing that even from that most basic of points that people cannot understand what real money and real wealth is tells us that we are really, really a deceived people. Now, I'm not a wealthy guy. I was a coach. I was a public school teacher. We didn't eat out of, I didn't have to go steal my neighbor's beans. We had an okay life. But we weren't the ones that were accumulating a wealth. When we look around today, John, I saw a statistic. You're greater at these financial things than I am. But I saw right on the public governmental website that there's only $1.3 trillion printed, minted. $1.3 trillion. In other words, every nickel, dime, quarter, penny, dollar bill, $100 bill, you take them all and you put them in a big pile, it's $1.3 trillion. That's all it is. And we look at the stock market, and the valuation of the stock market is, what, $22 trillion? You look at retirement. Retirement is, what, $40 trillion? Something unbelievable. Hey, John, there's only $1.3 trillion. Something's not right here. Something is seriously wrong.
It's a great lie, and we know who the father of lies is. This is John Reagan with Coach Dave. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, apps. Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miss John Reagan at the controls today. We have Coach Dave Dobemeyer with us. You know, we were just talking about how we've got all the fake money out there. And if it wasn't for that, we couldn't be in the position we're in. As I was trying to look at how we got into the position, I'd find eventually a satanic connection. It's like you look at communism. Satanic connection. Darwin, a satanic connection. And at the same time, I was also seeing that the solution's there too. We choose just not to do it because, hey, that's Old Testament stuff.
I couldn't agree more, John. In fact, I have a little show of my own, if I can do a shameless plug. Every Saturday, every 5 days a week, 7 to 8 Eastern Daylight Time, CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I got a show. It's a video, audio show. You can watch it on YouTube. You can join it live. You can all that. I'm saying that, John, to piggyback on what you just said there, is we have really, really underestimated Satan. First of all, let's be truthful here, brother. A lot of people don't even think he exists. And those who do think he exists think he's just a caricature, you know, that he's someone comes out on Halloween and's got, you know, horns, red horns and a tail and slew foot. But as far as actually being a real Satan, a real devil, that's really, really fighting. You know, it tells us, John, right, in Genesis 6, that Genesis 4, maybe it is, that he put enmity after Adam and Eve fell. The Lord said to, Satan, I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between his seed and her seed. And he will crush her head and bruise her heel. It's an eternal battle, brother. This has been an eternal battle that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. We call it good versus evil, right versus wrong. Some of us are even dumb enough to call it conservative versus liberal or Republican against Democrat. But it's so much broader than that, brother. It is a battle for control of the world. Now, we know, those of us who are Christians, we know how the thing plays out. We know who ends up winning. In fact, I hear from friends all the time say, oh, Brother Dave, you're just so worried for nothing. I read the last book and we win. And I said, well, stop a minute. You better read it again because he wins. Ain't no we in it. He wins. And I understand that, but the fact that we win this game in the end doesn't have anything to do with the fact we're sitting on the bench now. The devil's got a team out on the field. They're very well organized. They're very well coordinated. God's people have churches. The devil's people have their own satanic churches. They have groups like the Masons and the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers. You know, we all know who they are. We want to call tinfoil hat stuff and conspiracy theories. Well, you can laugh about that stuff all you want to. The word conspire means to breathe the same air. To respire means to breathe again. To expire means to breathe out. To inspire means to blow air into. To respire, conspire means to breathe the same air, common air. So everything begins as a theory. Everything begins as a theory. And unfortunately, or fortunately, every theory has some people breathing the same air, conspiracy around it. So the fact that it's not out in the open and the fact that we can't see it doesn't mean that this is going on. Scripture itself tells us that the kings of this earth conspire against the Lord and his anointed. But we have so minimized Satan. We don't think he's real. We don't think the devil's real. And because, again, my football training, John, the worst thing you can ever do as a coach or as a player or as a team is underestimate your enemy. And that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah, I came across a statistic one time, and I believe it said it was 60% of Christians don't believe in Satan.
Yeah.
And
well, if we do, John, if we do believe in him, we've personalized Satan. See, we've personalized Jesus, and he is my personal savior. That's true. But we've also personalized the devil. You say, well, what do you mean by that, Coach? I mean this. We think all the devil's interested in is you. He wants your finances. He's after your health. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to steal your joy. We've become convinced that our adversary, the devil, who runs about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he devour, we think it just means us. He's after the control of the world, brother. That's what's playing out before us.
Yes. It's John Reagan with Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. We'll be back after this few messages.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This can be slight and
winner today's hot
lucky day.
God, you're take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. We've got Coach Dave. We had tables pretty close together at here, the Watchman in Knoxville. And I just want to make a quick announcement. And Coach Dave, you probably remember John Robertson from Hear the Watchman Dallas.
Sure do.
And he's going to be on USA Prepares for both hours this Friday.
Oh, my. That'll be a good show. He's a good man, boy. He sure exposes that Hollywood stuff.
Oh, yeah. Satanic Hollywood, and the Friday show is what's played 24/7 until the new show on Monday. So in this, you know, lineup going into Halloween, where other shows are talking about ghosts and whatnots, we're going to be talking about the real deal.
John, if I can jump in there real quick, because my brain, I got ADHD, I'm proud of it. My brain goes wherever it wants to go. We were talking about Satan, the devil, and the old cult there a few minutes ago. Do you know that the second largest holiday in America now is Halloween? That more money is spent on Halloween than, other than Christmas, any other holiday in the nation. What does that tell us, John? That we have trivialized evil. That you see people who are normally level-headed people, and you drive by their house and they've got spider webs in their bushes. They've got witches hanging in their trees, and they've got ghosts and black. And it is amazing that we see the devil and hell and judgment as something to joke about. And again, brother, it just shows us, well, how about this, John? We got churches copying Halloween. Well, they changed the name. They call it Trunk or Treat or something like that. But we see churches copying Halloween. It shows you a lot about how much influence the church has actually lost in our culture.
And let me share an experience that changed me is, when I was living in the Missouri Ozarks, there was a prophecy summit in Branson 2012, and that was the first time I saw people like L.A. Marzulli and Russ Didstar and a host of others. And it took me 2 or 3 months to really get my mind wrapped around everything that I was exposed to there.
Go ahead.
And one of the things that really hit me smack between the eyes is how I had not looked at things properly.
Yeah.
Because the way we typically work in our lives is our view of the world is from our lifetime. Sometimes we're lucky enough to get a little bit of our parents' or grandparents' view of things. But, you know, Satan isn't bound by human lifespan.
Amen.
And when I got that view, you know, especially with my military background, I'm now looking at events in the past, and I'm seeing all these dots that I didn't really understand how they related, and now they're connected.
Isn't it unbelievable, John? I had the exact same experience. And when my eyes opened up to the broader battle that was going on around us, when I got my nose out of my church and out into the broader world, see, that's one of the things that I'm fighting right now with what I consider to be good Christian brothers, very good Christian brothers of mine, are never Trumpers. And they're never Trumpers because they are pro-life warriors, sold out for the pro-life cause, John, as am I. I am too. But when my mind got opened, when I, like you, hung around our L.A. Marzulli and Russ Dizdar and John Kyle and David Lankford and, dare I say it, Steve Quayle, and my mind began to broaden to the depth of, see, the world's bigger than Columbus, Ohio. That's where I live. In fact, it's bigger than my house and my family. And for most of us, that's where we focus. And we say, well, gee, many, we've got to end abortion. We've got to end abortion. And I agree. We got to get a candidate in there that will end abortion. And I agree. But when you look at the bigger thing and understand that abortion is fueling all this stuff, but it's Western civilization that hangs in the balance, John. This is bigger than abortion. There's no greater pro-life warrior than me. I go 3 days a week to stand outside of an abortion clinic. I understand the battle. But now that my eyes have been opened and my horizons have been broadened, and I'm not stuck in that little box that I was in 5 years ago, I see things that my other brothers in Christ don't see. And it doesn't make me a better Christian or a smarter Christian, but it changes the entire perspective. So I've had the same experience that you've had. And like so many others, I call Christianity, right? Tinfoil hats. Oh, are you kidding me? Giants, Nephilim, what are you talking about? MK Ultras, what? The devil's doing what? And when I sat down like you and digested some of this information, brother, did my entire horizon change in regards to this spiritual war that we find ourselves in?
Well, you know, I spent 2.5 years at the Pentagon, and right across the river there is the Federal Reserve building that looks like an Egyptian temple.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was finishing up my MBA, and even for a few years after that, if, you know, I thought those people that were saying that the Federal Reserve is a private bank, not part of the government, you know, those are real whack jobs. And to me, that's now the shallow end of the pool. I'm in deep.
Yep, that's right. Changes everything, doesn't it? It changes. See, when you get into the deep part of the water, you realize it's time to take off your water wings and learn how to swim. And as long as you lay around in that shallow end, you can keep those things wrapped around your biceps and just float around all you want to and think that you have really a great understanding of what's going on. But the deeper you get out in that water, the more sharks that you find, the more whales that you find, the more you understand it's choppy, uncharted waters out there. And when I moved from the shallow end to the deep end, my understanding of the battle greatly increased as well.
And I think another aspect is that, you know, start finding out how, you know, Satan was able to deceive me. And I think a lot of people, their ego won't let them admit that they've been deceived. You know, we'll sit there in the pew and listen to the, you know, garden story and say, well, you know, if I was in the garden, I wouldn't have fallen for that. Or, you know, fast forward to the New Testament, you know, Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. You know, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm better than that. You know, hey, brother.
Peter said that, didn't he? Oh, Lord, I'll
yes.
Follow you under the death. Oh, so you kidding me, man, before that rooster crows. You ain't even going to make it till morning, buddy. So Jesus said to him. And so one of the things that I think that we deal with so much, that I deal with so much, again, is this lack of understanding. The scriptures tell us, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't know. And you know, John, you can't fight what you don't know. And you can't analyze what you don't understand. And when I began to, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, shall make you free. So in my mind, all of this stuff in my world has gone from theory to practicality. John, I want to shock your listeners right now, if you don't mind. I hope they're all sitting down.
Go ahead.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're not dumb. John, they're not dumb. I hear some of my friends say, oh, how can Obama be so stupid? I think, oh, are you kidding me? Jesus gave us the solution on that one. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do. John, do you know the devil has children? So we've been told that we're all God's children. Well, no, that's just not true. Because God himself, Jesus himself, said you're of your father, the devil. So evidently, the only way you can become a child of God is to be adopted into the family. Not everybody's in God's family. In fact, I was, John, before I came to the Lord, I was on the devil's team. I was one of the devil's kids. Not on purpose. That was just the family I was born into. And then, back in 1987, I went through an adoption process where I identified with a new father and a new bloodline, and I was adopted into the family of God. I'm no longer. The Lord doesn't look at me today and say, you're the devil's kid. He said, you're my kid. But he does look at others, and I look at others, and I say, Barack Obama, he's just like his daddy, the devil. Hillary, why, she's just like her daddy. She's of her father, the devil, and the works of her daddy she will do. Now, I think this is critical for people to understand. I use this argument a lot with Christians in particular who are concerned about this election and say, you know, Trump, and he fondled women, and he's a misogynist, and he's a whoremonger, and he owns strip clubs and all that stuff. And John, I tell him this, listen, there's a difference between being a carnal man, a sinner. Donald Trump's a carnal man. Some say he's been saved. I don't know about that. But at the worst, he's carnal. And the difference between that and demonic. The Bible calls it a worker of iniquity. Donald Trump is a sinner. Hillary Clinton is a worker of iniquity. She works sin. She's not just satisfied with being a sinner herself. She wants to make sin the law of the land. She wants to get others to engage in her sin with her. And the scripture is very clear. God hates all workers of iniquity. I look at Trump. He's a sinner. Hey, John, we're talking some money on this show. How out of control could you be if you had $6 billion? If everything that you had, everything you wanted, you could have, no restrictions, no internal restraints on you, why do you think they called those women gold diggers? Because everybody wants that. So Donald Trump was simply me 30 years ago with $8 billion. I pray that the Lord gets a hold of him with the men that are around him, that the Lord can capture him and straighten out his heart and do good things. But even the Lord himself said to those who were mad that people were casting out devils that weren't part of the team, of Jesus' team, they came to him and said, Lord, look at these guys over here. Should we tell them to stop? They're casting out devils, and they're not even one of us. And what did Jesus say? Nah, leave them alone. Those who are not against us are for us. Donald Trump, for us or against us? Hillary Clinton, for us or against us? That will help us make the decision a little bit.
Yeah, I look at the people who are against Trump, and to me, that's a big positive. This is John Reagan Coach Dave. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Liam, I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. Let me quickly give out my new website, EZE33.org. That's short for Ezekiel 33, which is where you find the physical watchman. And I am extending the conference pricing on the cost of ignoring God, which is a four-hour video on a USB thumb drive, plus it has bonus material, 2.5 hours of things we've actually talked about here on USA Prepares, taking the commercials out so you can just sit down and listen to them. And that's available for $40 through November 7th. The Financial State of the Union.com still going. It's my book website. But you can get there from EZE33.org without having to type in a mile-long domain name. And, Coach, why don't you go ahead and give out your website again?
CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. A lot of good stuff there on my website. It's all free. A lot of videos, audios, radio programs, writings. So dive in. Water's good. And, John, you gave me that thumb drive. Man, oh, man, oh, man. There's some information on that thing. You gave that to me down there in Knoxville. Woo-wee.
Yeah, and that's just the start of it. There's 1 gigabyte on that 16-gig drive. And oh, my plans are to just keep on expanding on that. And for people that buy one, there's a serial number on that. I'm going to give a huge discount to people that want to upgrade, as you know, whatever time we have left. And you know, to me, this is going to be the easiest way for me to get information out, doing it in that audio video format and not having to try and download big files across the internet. So that's the direction I'm going.
John, I mean, because exactly what you said, it can be overwhelming, but you can put that thumb drive in there, and it's not quite as overwhelming, you know, when you used to begin to download stuff over the internet. It's it can be sobering for sure. So before we get finished, I just want to thank you for having me on, John, because I'm probably exposing what we do to a whole different audience, and You know, Scripture says, as I mentioned earlier, you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, it's going to make you free. And until we understand what's really happened to us and how we got into this mess, until you know where the pipes are leaking, John, you can't stop. And that's one of the things I try to do. One of the things I know you try to do is show them where the pipes are leaking, so at least we can make an attempt to try to salvage this boat.
And I know a lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth about Christianity because of what some churches have done.
I do, too. I got a bad taste in my mouth about it. And if you listen to my show at all, that's one of the things that I do most is rail against this thing we call the church. It's not the church. The Bible says, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The church is us. We are individually the church. Collectively, we are the church when we take it outside of the house. But the fact that you and I just happen to show up in some building at the same time on Sunday morning, brother, that doesn't make us Christians any more than, as Jesse Jackson said, parking a car, sleeping in the garage makes you a car. And so we have a misunderstanding of what Christianity is. We have a misunderstanding of what it is Christians are supposed to do. And we have a misunderstanding of the power that's available to those of us who carry that name. And so what I'm trying to do, if you're out there and you're mad at you had it with Christianity, check out CoachDaveLive.com, because I haven't had it with Christ, but I've sure had it with churchianity, that's for sure.
Well, we've only got about a minute or so left. What would you like to leave our classroom with?
The classroom is this, guys and girls. The battle's bigger than you even understand it to be. Western civilization, I really believe, the whole new world order that President original Bush told us about back in 1992, I think it was, when he introduced the new world order. Maybe it was 89. The new world order, it's real. It's real. And we see what's going on. It's globalism against the individual American. That's where we are with it. And we don't know how this whole thing's going to play out. But unless we understand what's at stake, we certainly won't engage the battle. If we just think it's Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, pick whatever term you want to. If we see that as the battle, we're missing the bigger picture. Honor to be on with you, John. Hope we can do it again sometime.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Dave. John Reagan, we'll be back with Hour 2 of USA Prepares after the top of the hour news break.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.